We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On a positive note, because I think this is a positive note, a happy birthday to my dad. He turned 69 today.
Wow.
So happy birthday, Dad.
He looks younger than me. He's a couple years older than me. Joel, happy birthday, man. God bless you.
And you know what's funny? He knows this too, my dad. When he knows that when it's his birthday, it's also somebody else's birthday, because he knows that he shares his birthday with one of your all-time favorites, and that, of course, is the future owner of the New York Mets, Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, is it A-Rod's birthday today too?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's funny. A-Rod's about, what, he's about 25 years younger than your father? Something like
25,
that.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And your father doesn't dye his hair, and A-Rod does.
That's very true. It's so funny how that bothers you about A-Rod.
Oh,
that's like
God.
The one thing that
Oh, it does.
You.
Because it does. Because, first of all, and I'll say this again, I would never dye my hair. It is so obvious that guys dye their hair. I mean, you might as well just get shoe polish and just, you know, start going. You know, like those old shoe polish things.
Right.
Just go across your head.
Right.
And then it turns out to be red. It always has like this red tint.
Yes.
And that's how you know the guy dyes his hair.
Nah, you're right. I don't think I will ever be one to dye my hair.
Tell me right now. Tell me this. Now, thank God the Met game. Not, I shouldn't say thank God. We don't want to lose. It was a joke. But thank God that it was as bad as it was that I could cut out early, because you could say anything you want about how bad A-Rod was. You had to be begging for A-Rod last night with the group that they gave us to win that
game.
Well,
let me tell you something.
I mean, could they have been – I mean, all that was missing – the only people missing were Tommy Glavine and Greg Maddux. That's number one.
Yes.
But Chipper Jones, he was horrible.
He's not a good broadcaster.
Outside of Boog Ciambi, Boog's a pro.
He's
a good guy.
Yep.
Pro.
Yep.
Very good play-by-play guy. There's no doubt about that. But Rick Sutcliffe, but Chipper, wow.
Chipper was bad. And we're not just saying that because he's a Met killer. I mean, you could be a Met killer and still be a hell of a broadcaster.
And now we know why Chipper's picture was in the stands. Now we know because they were promoting it for ESPN.
Exactly.
That's what they were doing.
I'm telling you, I was three batters into the game. And I said to my wife, I said, I got to find a way to time up the radio and the TV.
Did you?
I can't do this to myself. And I did. And so I heard Wayne and I heard Howie.
Well,
they did a hell of a job. They're tremendous.
Well,
they
was
do
out
a great
after.
Job.
I think it was... 9-1, I think that's when I cut out. I said, that's it. I've had enough.
Fourth inning.
Yeah, right. Well, right. I mean, the game was over.
I mean,
the Mets could care less.
Yeah,
they
but
played,
you know what?
A terrible game last night. McNeil had that error. J.D. Davis looked like Todd Hundley in left field.
Oh, he was miserable.
It was
the route he took on one of the RBI doubles. I think it was the one by Ozuna. It was one of the worst routes I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
It's like me during my driving test. It was awful.
Nobody's hit.
Awful. Hitting.
Nobody's hitting. Conforto's hitting a little bit. Okay, a little bit. Nimmo, you know, outside of that, you get, you know, I know Yo-Yo hit the home run on Friday. What's going on here?
I hung in there for 8 innings yesterday, which is embarrassing.
Did.
Well, because you know why? And I feel
Riverdale
better about
wasn't
it today.
On? No Riverdale?
It wasn't even that. It was, I'm trying, even in a blowout, to cherish every second
is
I
that
get
what you're
watching
doing?
Baseball. Yeah, as bad as it was.
Let's see, who was it? I know Oswald pitched after, and Porcello was good, huh?
No, he was batting practice,
God,
man.
Oh, my God. Could he be
BP.
Worse than he was?
That Austin Riley home run still hasn't landed.
Oh,
I know that wasn't
God.
Against
was it,
Porcello, 480? But still.
That ball was longer than the one Giancarlo hit on Saturday.
Yeah, to me, of regular season home runs, forget about the home run derby. The only one that jumps out at me is further. There's two of them. Aaron Judge against the Mets in the Subway Series a few years ago. And Mark Reynolds to center field. Yeah.
Right.
That was one of the farthest home runs I've ever seen at Citi Field.
Unbelievable.
And that one was against Corey Oswalt, by the way.
Yeah. And who was that? Who pitched after him? Seawald?
Paul Seawald, and then they gave us an encore of Hunter Strickland.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was long gone before Hunter Strickland, I can tell you that.
You know what? I hung in there. Robbie Cano hit a ball. I think it was – I'm trying to remember what inning it was. I think it was like the sixth inning. And he hit it to the warning track. And that was one of my first inclinations. Like, I got to get out of this. Like, it's just ticking me off that I saw Cano with warning track power.
I
hung in there, and then I see Ozzie Albies hit a home run.
Oh, God.
And I finally tuned it off around the eighth inning. Yeah. But I just, I don't know, three games into the year, I just wanted to see baseball. But it was ugly. It was a disaster.
Last night was as bad as it gets. I mean, with the game being the way it was and with the broadcast the way it was, it just was – it was very difficult.
And look, they gave up 14 runs. You're obviously going to lose.
Right.
But Sean Newcomb did everything in his power.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
To give them opportunities, especially early when he hit McNeil and Alonso back-to-back.
Yeah. What do you call it? Yo had a terrible at-bat day. He's ahead 3-0 on the count. He winds up striking out.
Awful at-bat.
On a pitch that almost hit him.
And that continued on. Like, Newcomb, even when he wasn't walking guys or hitting guys, he was falling behind everybody.
Everybody.
And they just couldn't take – their offense was miserable for 3 days.
The Mets right now this weekend look like they could care less.
That's what happens when you're not hitting.
Right. That's right. Exactly
the,
right.
The good news they have going for them is that
the pitching
they,
was good. The ground was good. Mats was good. Porcello stinks. That's what I took out of the first three games.
No, I mean what's good moving forward is that they have a chance to wake their bats up against a Red Sox team that's in a worse starting pitching situation than they are.
Who's pitching starting? Waka tonight,
but the Red Sox are going to do a bullpen by committee game with Osich starting, who's a reliever.
Okay.
And then tomorrow they got this lefty named Matt Hall starting.
Who's pitching for the Mets tomorrow?
Well, they're probably going to do a bullpen by committee,
too.
Bullpen?
I would start the game with Diaz.
That's a good
idea.
Let's
get him out of the way. Let's say, I really, if we're going to do the bullpen deal, and my message to Rojas, look here, start the game with Diaz, let him get it out of the way, and then let's move on.
You know what's funny, bro? You say it, I think, sarcastically, but it's actually a pretty good idea.
It's
I'm
a very good idea.
Because build up his confidence,
right.
Let him get three outs,
right.
He's facing the top of the order,
right.
And then get him the hell out of there.
Right, get him out. And then you could close the game with Wilson, you could close the game with
Lugo, Betances.
Betances, right.
Familia look good.
Right, anybody. But Hunter Strickland.
But you know what? As today was unfolding with the Marlins and the canceling of the games, I was cherishing these three games. I was cherishing Edwin Diaz blowing that save because
I didn't cherish it.
I had no chance.
Yeah, you can't tell me you were happy. I understand you said
when there
was no baseball and we were in May. You're like, oh, I can't wait for Edwin Diaz to blow a game.
I did say that. Yes.
You know what? He didn't make you wait long.
One day.
He didn't. Edwin wasted little time. As Marv used to say, wasting a little time.
That's
exactly what Edwin Diaz did.
I take blame for this because as he was throwing that 3-2 pitch, I was envisioning, wow, the Mets are going to be 2-0.
Yeah.
You know what? They're going to win this division. Then they're going to have to be in this best of three. I started like daydreaming about it as the ball is being thrown to Ozuna and obviously opposite field. And once that was it, I knew it was over too.
I'm going to give you a little heads up with stuff like that. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to attribute it to my golf game. Now, anytime that I am starting to play pretty well, I'm starting to get a good feel, and I start thinking that I'm somewhere, I'm in trouble. I have yet to ever hit a good shot, and this is 100% true. When I start thinking, oh man, I'm gonna kill this ball here, never do I.
I
wind up killing myself. And yesterday, and I let this happen yesterday, and I'm still this is the worst moment. I played 18 holes yesterday. Had a very up and down day. I had some did a lot of really good things. Did a lot of really not so good things. My highlight moment, as it should have been of the day, is on a par four. I had a great drive in the fairway. Hit a tremendous about 125 whatever in. Okay, 130. I hit an 8-iron to within, when I tell you, literally 4 feet of the pin. I mean, it was like the best shot of the day yesterday. So all I'm thinking about as I approach the green, the only thing I'm thinking about is this birdie I'm going to get, okay? I'm looking at the ball. I mark the ball. My wife finishes the hole. Her, she was behind me a little bit, so I'm waiting for her. So now comes time for the bird, okay? And all I'm thinking about is that I'm going to make the birdie, right? You know what I did? I did not make the birdie. Now, I did get the par. I made the par. That when I walked off the green, I felt like I got a triple bogey. That was the worst par I ever got in my life. Ever. I was so upset that I got that I did not get that birdie, and I blame myself for thinking that I was going to. Oh, I'm going to get it, and that's what happens when you do stuff like that.
I know, but it's
and
tough
when
not
you thought
to.
That when you, Edwin Diaz was it's oh, it's in the bank. To. You had to remember it's like me thinking I should have remembered. Well, it's me that's putting this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't Michael Thompson. I know we never heard of him that won the tournament yesterday. It wasn't Michael Thompson putting this yesterday. It was me.
No, you're right.
And it's the same thing with Edwin Diaz. You know, it wasn't Raleigh Fingers closing it out.
It's
you know what
easier,
I mean?
It's easier said than done.
I'm just
it's
saying.
It's very tough not to, you know, have your mind wander in places, especially
right.
when you're a strike
right.
away.
Right.
They were a strike away from being 2-0. And if they would have won that game Saturday, even if Sunday everything's the same, you'd feel like, all right, they won 2 out of 3, did their job, move on.
Right.
But
oh,
it
yeah.
took the air out of the sails.
Yeah. Now, if they would have won Saturday, even getting blown out yesterday, you just said, okay, well, all right, they're not hitting, but they got 2 wins. Porcello looks bad. Let's move on.
But the other thing that's kind of made my feelings on this evolve is the fact that you sit here today and see about the positive test with the Marlins, and you see
right.
games being canceled, and you just wonder.
You have to be concerned,
is
bro.
This season even going to be completed?
Well, they're going to cancel. When are they playing these games? What are they going to do?
I think their attitude.
Now the Mets are in Philadelphia. I mean, the Mets. The Yankees are in Philadelphia again tomorrow. They're going to cancel the game again tomorrow?
Well, I think they have to come back to the Bronx. They're playing the Phillies on Wednesday, Thursday anyway.
So
just
you
get
think
back
what's going
to
happen is they're going to play it in the Bronx tomorrow.
Probably.
And with the Phillies being a home team.
Well, I think what's going to be key, Joe, is that the Phillies are being tested to see if there was a
right.
spread amongst the Marlins into the Phillies.
Right.
If
right.
the results come out real good that nobody tested positive for COVID, then yeah, I think there's a really good chance they just pick it up where they left off. They play tomorrow night in the Bronx, and you move on. But I think overall, if we're going to miss games, and so far the early indications are, assuming they don't cancel the season or stop the season, is that there are going to be games missed. Like
right,
we're seeing
right.
with the Marlins and Orioles right. tonight, is that maybe some teams are going to play 58 games and some teams are going to play 60 games. And that's what we're looking at, where maybe everybody's not going to play 60 games this season. And hopefully it doesn't, you know, determine a playoff team or not determine a playoff team, but as I've pointed out before, that happened in 1981, where there are actually teams that made the playoffs playing an uneven
right,
amount of
right.
games as another team. So that's probably what baseball will do. But as bad as this weekend was for the Mets, as good as it was.
I'm going to go back a second. So you think these games, because they only got 66 days to play these 60 games.
Right.
So you think a game like yesterday is going to be gone? We're not going to play it.
I think it's very possible because I don't think they're in a rush to play doubleheaders either.
Right.
Because I don't think they want the guys at the ballpark. So I think there's a really good chance they throw the game away. And say, okay, Yankees are playing 59 games. Okay, you're playing 58 games.
Wow.
I think that's what we're looking
wow,
at.
Oh, man.
But we're all figuring this out as we go along. I just hope baseball thought of this ahead of time, knowing this was very possible that one team was going to have an
outbreak.
You
know they didn't. You know they didn't.
Well, they're clueless then.
Well.
They're clueless then. They're the Jets then. That'd be my comparison.
Okay.
Then they're
the
Jets.
Who's the commissioner? Who's the commissioner?
Rob Manfred.
Okay.
That's all you need
to know.
You feel
confident? You confident?
No.
Confident.
No, I'm not. Listen,
I'm
right now
saying,
I'm not confident in a lot of things.
Right.
You know what
this
I'm actually confident this in?
This thing bothers me more than, and I mean this, the cancellation of these games today bothers me more than the Diaz blowing the save. Maybe not Jamal Adams, but certainly Diaz blowing that save. That's how much it scares me
well,
now.
Yeah, because it puts in perspective that the season is
in jeopardy.
You know,
it's always
very much so.
It's always a day away from being done.
You know what I'm confident in? And I get the situations are completely different, but the early returns on the National Hockey League and the NBA are
good.
Very, very good.
Okay.
And that right now, yeah, I'm confident there's going to be a full NBA playoff.
You
as
know
long
the
as guys.
Here's the problem I have.
What?
The sport that I'm most into right now is baseball. Now I'm into it. Now the Mets are back.
I get
I'm excited
that.
For the Mets. Now you're going to pull the Mets away from me again? I mean, that's what that's.
Oh,
what
it's going to be brutal.
About.
Oh, trust me. I think we're all thinking that. Yankee
right.
fans, Met fans, in
right.
this town especially. You know, look, I think there are a lot of passionate hockey fans. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
There's
I mean, look,
very
I mean,
few.
Of course, it's ridiculous they're playing this game. What is it, Saturday, like at noon? When does this game start?
Yeah, noon.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to see that game. I'm going to have to tape it.
Well, what are they going to do?
No, I understand that.
I mean, there's no
saying.
Option
I mean,
here.
I get it.
Bubble.
I know they got to play all these games. And when did the Islanders play? Saturday as well?
They play at 4 o'clock.
So the Rangers first, Islanders next.
That's right. For Saturday, you're talking about.
Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, that's
game
the plan.
Game one of the best of 5.
And then Monday, the Rangers play at noon again.
No game Sunday?
No game Sunday now.
Okay.
So it's – but I'm confident
well,
in their system
I mean,
right
at least
now.
We'll be on the air. We could watch the end of the game on the air.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that that's a
right.
noon game as well.
After the outstanding meeting, By the way, everything's cool with Terry. I know that she got back to you, so just
yes, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
very very glad to hear that.
You know, just taking some medication, she's good.
Good.
But what I was going to say was, you know, so we could go right from, you know, next Monday, we go right from the meeting, and we'll be all pumped up after that meeting to watch the Ranger game.
Look, I get that. I get that. I would say 90% of New York right now cares more about the Yankees and Mets than they do Rangers, Islanders, Nets. I get
no
that.
No question.
And losing baseball would be a major blow.
Major.
I'm just saying right now, the NBA, I don't think they've had one positive test in the bubble. The NHL has successfully gotten their guys up to Toronto, at least Eastern Conference guys.
No, I know.
And it looks good for those two sports.
It does.
Doesn't feel very good for baseball right now. We'll see.
Nope.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll get your calls. Kenny Smith coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll yell at Brian Costello later as well, which is a great tradition.
Costello's coming on?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
What's he been writing? He's been writing how, what a great deal this was?
You haven't been reading him?
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh, all right.
I don't. I have to say I cannot. I can't read. I am not reading any of this no more. I just can't deal with it anymore.
All right. We'll come right back.
It makes me feel better. You know what I mean?
Here's the bottom line. Whatever makes you feel good. All right.
Whatever gets you through tonight.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.